You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. How many of you have little bumps, lesions, moles, things like that, that you're either living with or have had investigated some way of getting rid of them, but you really just keep blowing it off and you just figure, I'm going to leave it alone until you really decide that it's annoying the hell out of you? A lot of people have these, and it's so interesting to me because it's something that as a plastic surgeon, we take care of these things all the time. These are like lumps, bumps, lesions, little skin cancers even, skin tags, all of these types of things that we really don't talk about from an aesthetic standpoint. But believe it or not, turn out to be things that I do on basically almost a daily basis, if not at least a weekly basis. And a lot of times it has to do with the fact that as we're doing a breast augmentation, you may have some unsightly skin tags or little moles that are just, you know, not going to make your beautiful breast that we just enhanced look better if you left them on there. So we take them off. How about all those skin tags that I know a lot of you grow as you start to get older around your neck, underneath your arms, things like that? And a lot of times I think you are not thinking to ask your plastic surgeon about getting rid of them, but I really wanted to do a quick podcast to talk about a few things that, number one, you should be looking out for just from the standpoint of your own health. And number two, just to like shine a light on the fact that these are definitely things that we can take care of for you very easily and make them look actually almost like they were never there before. So one of them, which I just want to, you know, highlight right off the bat, is something that we would just call a mole. So many people come in and show me moles, and they may have gone to their dermatologist very, very many years ago, and the dermatologist basically told them that it was a regular mole that did not have the potential to turn into a cancer potentially, unless you started to notice something changing. Either it was getting larger in size or it was starting to change color. So a lot of you just watch it that way. But when I was doing a facelift last week, the woman asked me about this mole on her face. And she said, you know, it hasn't changed in color. It hasn't changed in size, but I hate the damn thing. Can you take it off? And I said, absolutely. And so it's just started me to think that there are so many of these lesions that I think, you know, if you don't think that they're a cancerous problem, then obviously, you know, you're just going to live with it for a while until you start to realize that it's something that you really could get rid of without leaving an unsightly scar or having any problems. So, you know, basically, a mole is a very common type of a lesion. They can generally be thought of as a collection of cells that your body has that produces your pigment. So these are these melanin type cells. And if they cluster together, they can form this mole. Now, if they're present at birth, the dermatologist, or if you're getting it removed, when you get the diagnosis back from the pathologist, they're going to call it a congenital nevi, or a congenital mole, meaning that you were literally born with it at birth. Some people get acquired moles. They never had one on their cheek before. And as they started to get older, it appeared. Those sometimes are ones that you really want to watch and check for different size changes, color changes, because those may be an indication that it could be turning into something. And the word that everybody hates to hear is that word melanoma. And we know that exposure of your skin to the sun for long, long periods of time usually will increase the chances that you're going to get some of these pigmented type moles, or God forbid, get into something that would be more of a melanoma. So you definitely want to have your dermatologist or your family doctor do a yearly skin check. And you could even do those at home where you're looking at the mirror during after your shower or something like that, and just take a look at your chest, your arms, your elbows, your knees, or everywhere, and just get a sense. Maybe even someone can look at your back and that whole area just to see if there are any ones that seem really, really completely different, you know? And when you start to see a mole that doesn't look like it used to, the words dysplastic or atypical are some words that we see when the pathologist returns the specimen report. They'll have those words in there. And if those types of acquired moles continue to show these irregular borders or signs like that, that something's changing, they should be at least biopsied. We can do that here in our office. You can go to your dermatologist and have it done. But if it's in an area that's really an aesthetic region, many of the dermatologists over the years have sent them to us, plastic surgeons, so that we can do a really wonderful job in, you know, removing it and leaving a very hidden scar if necessary. So that's one of the ones that I just wanted to make sure that we talked about right away, because so many people have ones on their face, on their lip, around their eye, something like that, and they've watched it for years and it really hasn't changed, but they just hate it. So, you know, definitely always think about bringing that up when you're coming in to see me or when you're going to see your plastic surgeon or dermatologist. The other one that I can tell you is a freaky looking thing for a lot of people. They see this hard, keratinized, meaning like thickened, almost like someone dropped candle wax on your skin. And they can have different colors. And it almost looks like it's just on as a stuck-on appearance. These are called seborrheic keratoses, or SKs. And they're really harmless growths, and they really are just on the surface of your skin. As we get older, we start to notice that they're growing more and more, and they can be around your neck, on your back, on your arms, and they do have that stuck-on, waxy kind of appearance. And over time, they can even get thicker and get larger, and a lot of people worry that they could be a skin cancer. So these types of lesions, you're going to notice a lot of. They can appear almost anywhere. Usually the most often you'll see them on your back, on your chest, face, neck, even on your scalp sometimes. And they really can, again, just so that you know, they really do not have a cancerous transition. These SKs, as we call them, seborrheic keratoses, really don't appear to have any relationship to sun exposure or anything like that. It's just kind of like as you get older, your skin doesn't grow evenly all over. And sometimes just the excess amount of keratin that builds up in an area ends up forming these type of lesions. Again, there's a multitude number of ways that we can take them off, but it's another one of those things that I'm telling you, after I'm doing liposuctioning on someone, and it could be you, we're like, you know, doing a whole exam to get ready to do liposuctioning. And then you'll show me, you know, could you take care of these raised hard lesions? And absolutely. So that's another one of those things to think about. The third one that I just wanted to hit that I basically see at least two or three times a month is something called a lipoma. And a lipoma is really just a collection of fat cells. Now, these fat cells are encased in a almost like in their own little shell. So as these fat cells grow, instead of them just growing anywhere on your body, freely, they actually cluster together and form a collection that has like a little kind of almost like a bag, if you will, around this cluster of fat cells. And if you had one, or if you've ever had one before, you'll know that as you go across it on your skin, you can freely move them. They're mobile underneath your skin. So they move irrespective of how you're moving the skin. And usually they're very close to the skin surface and they can be removed very easily. Over the years, we've had patients here that have had very large ones that just were left unattended and they grew until we really have to either do a very wide type of excision of these, or we can actually liposuck them away. So again, if you're seeing that there's any of these type of fleshy kind of fatty masses, and sometimes, you know, people will even come in and say, I have a fatty tumor. And that's kind of the same thing because it's basically a collection of fat cells that have formed a mass. We do call it like a fatty tumor, but we always will have some sort of an x-ray to determine certain things if it's in a really deep location. But for the most part, when you will have one of these, it'll present in a very superficial, or what we mean by close to the skin surface, so that you could almost feel it and almost put your fingers around it. Again, it could be very easily taken care of, and it's something that we as plastic surgeons do all the time. So, you've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, just giving you a few things to think about that may not be that exciting, but you just want to get rid of it if they're annoying you. I'll look forward to speaking with you again next week. So long.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.